sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, let's see here. I'm not really sure who the target market is for this product. Maybe recovering alcoholics who used to put whiskey in their morning coffee and miss the taste. That would be the only thing that would make sense. Jack Daniel's just announced that they're going to be selling whiskey-flavored coffee. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right. Whiskey-flavored coffee, but it's non-alcoholic. You can buy it online at jackdanielscoffee.com, and it's not cheap either. $7 for a 1.5-ounce gift bag or $22 for a 8.8-ounce tin. That seems pricey. And for those prices, you could buy a ton of Folgers and a bottle of real Jack Daniels and pour it in it and at least get a nice buzz in the morning. That's what I'm talking about. A new survey has found that flight attendants are getting their fair share of action in the air. 21% of flight attendants surveyed admitted to hooking up with a coworker, while a surprising 14% had gotten it on with a passenger. Yeah, I thought those numbers seem high, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just on the wrong flights. Hey, thanks for flying STD Airline. Oh, my God, that's great. And lastly, it's pretty crazy that there is still taboo surrounding sex toys. It turns out at this point, it's basically strange if you haven't used one. Another survey found out that 73% of men and, or I'm sorry, 73% of women, 53% of men have used an adult toy at some point in time. And yes, that means the majority of people have messed around with one. I mean, it's the proof is in the numbers. Oh, whoop, sorry. Sorry, I don't know if that vibrating's come. That doesn't make sense. Hold on, let me turn it off. That was just my phone. Don't worry about it. It's just my phone. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?
He'll be back in 5 after he chugs a pot of coffee. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.